Well, good morning. If you're tuning in live, good afternoon and good evening. If you're tuning in podcast version, welcome into Sports with Balls early edition, baby. There's a reason for it, too. Monday. It's a Monday. Ah, man, we're going to get into holidays in a second here on this Monday, April the 15th, 7 days away from my birthday. How about it? I'll be young. How about that? Man, but, you know, as far as birthdays are concerned, I don't look at them the same anymore. Obviously, getting a little bit older, but I still feel like I'm in my early 30s. I love it. I guess it's that's what I'm going to identify as these days because that's what's going on. But welcome into Sports with Balls. I'm your host, Jeff Michael. Lots going on this weekend. Look, I'm just going to tell you from the very beginning, I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of UFC stuff. There was an incredible knockout. There was card UFC 300. The one thing I will get into today about UFC was that Conor McGregor will be fighting. I guess that's the biggest news coming out of the weekend. I understand for all you UFC fans that it was a great weekend. There was a lot of great fights. I'm just not the UFC guy. I'm just not him. I like it. It's fun to watch, but I don't keep up with the actual UFC guys. So I'll talk about Conor McGregor in a little bit. At NBA, got the Masters, Tiger Woods, Scottie Scheffler. There's a few things that went on. Some baseball that we'll get into. Maybe I'll get in a parlay of the day. I've got to hit an airport here in a little bit, heading to St. Louis, the Lou, here this afternoon for some work. So we'll see. We'll try to squeeze this in. But before we get going, as always, want to thank our sponsors. Number one, Christian's Tailgate Bar and Grill. Packed this weekend because of UFC 300. They've got 40 televisions, over 40, in all of the locations. Place is absolutely phenomenal. Go to christianstailgate.com. Find one near you. Award-winning food and all. Bailey Roofing and Construction. You need anything done, exterior, interior, give them a call, 281-961-2872, or go to baileyroofingconstruction.com. That's GB at baileyroofingconstruction.com. Garrison Bailey over there, great, great guy, taking care of business. TCB, baby, TCB. And also, Austin Bauer, Diamond Auto Spot. Go to diamondautospot.com, 346-319-5961. By the way, Austin, if you're tuning in to this, I need a truck taken care of inside, a detailed inside. Just, I mean, absolutely the whole deal on the outside. It is a mess, and I'm sure you can take care of it. Diamond Auto Spot specializing in paint protection film, ceramic coatings, and vinyl wraps. Detailing is just the beginning. All right, what is today? What we got? April the 15th, 7 days away from Earth Day, which aka is my birthday. Excited about that. Today's National Laundry Day. Already started a load. It is 6:40 a.m. Central Time. I'm already down load one. Tax day, huge day for you people, me included. I just, man, the IRS, I don't know who gets along with them. I certainly do not. Today is today's tax day. So good luck to all you people. But I think you can file late now. You can do all sorts of stuff. I don't understand why there's a day on it. But for all you people that file quarterly, hats off. Hats off to you people. That's impressive. What else we got going on today? Jackie Robinson Day, McDonald's Day. McDonald's Day? Really? All right. National Anime Day for a lot of folks out there. That's huge. I went to Collecticon. I've got my VIP badge over there somewhere. That was awesome. Took my son to Collecticon. Shout out to Carlos Palomo for hooking us up with VIP passes to that. Got to meet the guy that does the voices of Mario, which was pretty impressive. All right, what else we got here? National Glazed Spiral Ham Day. All right. Griper's Day, if you gripe a lot. Rubber Eraser Day, if your name is Keaton. National That Sucks Day. All right. One Boston Day. Purple Up Day. Today is the Titanic Remembrance Day. I believe it was at midnight last night when they made the call that the ship was going down. Titanic. And now we lost more people trying to go look at that thing. What a mess that was. Oh, dude. Terrible. The Titanic, such a raise that thing up. I want to see some stuff from there. Take a Wild Guess Day, World Art Day, Leonardo da Vinci's birthday. I guess that coincides with World Art Day, Emma Watson's birthday, Seth Rogen's birthday, and there you have it. All right, sports with balls for a reason. Let's dive in. Scottie Scheffler taking over the Masters, wins at negative 11. There was a really, really interesting player that I've never heard of in Ludvig Åberg, which is A-B-E-R-G. And I guess even though Scottie Scheffler won the Masters, this dude Ludvig was the talk of the tournament by the players, by the announcers, by from what it seems, this guy is the next big thing. I don't know if they're trying to push something on us because I've said it over and over and over, golf needs a polarizing figure. But if I'm going to remember anything from this weekend's Masters, it was Bryson carrying a street sign or a walking sign, whatever you want, you know, trying to move it out of the way, and Ludvig Åberg maybe jumping onto the scene. That's it. Tiger Woods, terrible. Finished last of all the golfers that made the cut at plus 16. Shot an 82 on Saturday and a 77 on Sunday. Worst outing ever for Tiger Woods. And it begs the question, is Tiger Woods done? I mean, and I am a massive Tiger Woods fan. I don't know if you can see the cards behind me, those of y'all that are tuning in live. I've got Tiger Woods cards. I enjoyed watching him as I grew up. It was one of my favorite pastimes to do was to watch Tiger Woods and Sunday Red, as was it millions and millions of people. It's hard to watch now. It's just difficult. The magic has been taken from him. I don't know if it's the back fusions. I don't know if it's the wreck, but Tiger Woods is not the same golfer. And I what I mean by not the same golfer, of course he's not, he's a little older and surgeries and car wreck, but I mean, there's a glimpse every now and then of a lot of people. You barely see a glimpse of Tiger Woods these days. He just doesn't swing the ball the same. He's got an old man swing and he's only 47. We've seen golfers that are much older play better. I hate to say that Tiger Woods is done. But, man, Saturday and Sunday for him looked absolutely brutal. It was hard to watch. I had to turn it off. I did not watch the end of the Masters. I watched the end with Scottie Scheffler. But as far as Saturday is concerned, I saw Tiger, I think it was hole 4 or 5, where he absolutely imploded on Saturday. And I turned the Masters off. I didn't watch any of it until the end when Scheffler won. Tiger Woods, I don't want to say it, but I feel like I need to, and that Tiger Woods maybe needs to step away from golf. I even once a month, I don't know. He just doesn't have it in him for 4 days. Doesn't have it in him. His body's not going to let him do it. And the competitive nature in him wants to see him keep going. It looks brutal. It looks bad out there. And Saturday and Sunday proved it. He finished dead last of every single golfer that made the cut. Eric Cole, whoever that is, Adam Hadwin, the amateur Neil Shipley, Eric Von Ruyen. Who else? These are some names. Grayson Murray, Denny McCarthy. These are names that all beat Tiger Woods in the Masters. He's dead last. I get it. He made the cut. Those 2 days, what a grind. Way to go. But until I was saying this to a buddy of mine, Joe Applewhite, by the way, shout out to Joe Applewhite Realty. Go get you a home. He is the goat of real estate. We were talking about this and he was like, man, you complain about Tiger a lot. And I'm like, I think it's because I'm passionate about Tiger Woods winning or finishing these tournaments. He's pulled out of a bunch. He's pulled out of a lot. I get it. He wants to play, but this is brutal to watch. And I don't know, maybe it's, you can't damage his legacy. We all know what he did in the 2000s, but it's rough. And my kids want to watch it. I want to watch it. The older generation wants to watch it. You just can't. Because Tiger Woods just doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. His drives go far. It looks good. Then his iron game is just off. It is just off. And his short game, it's not there. At least it wasn't Saturday and Sunday. Tiger Woods was the greatest iron player we've ever seen. And it's just not there. Scottie Scheffler, on the other hand, has now completely taken over that role. That guy is on fire. I mean on fire. He is the world's number one. He just won the Masters. And I don't know if when he enters a tournament if he's not the favorite anywhere. Like, that guy is just, he can dot it. He just puts it where he wants. It's a little Tiger Woods-ish from early 2000s. I'm not going to put him in that category. But I think it was the 13th or 14th hole. Well, everybody started falling off on 11, 12, and 13 yesterday. There was three guys tied at 7 under, I believe, 6 or 7 under. And then two of them double bogeyed. Scottie Scheffler birdied, and that was it. It was see you later. And Scottie Scheffler just puts it where he wants. It's an incredible thing to watch. He's great at golf. He's just not polarizing. Sorry. He's not. And they need a polarizing figure, and Ludwig Åberg is apparently the next big thing, or at least that's what they're pushing on us to be the next big thing. So Scottie Scheffler wins. Tiger Woods comes in last. There's your Masters recap. I don't know what else to tell you. The NBA, let's talk about it. Man, 10 teams made it. The play-in games. Remember, folks, we had a tournament, an in-season tournament earlier this year, and now we have 10 teams from each conference going into the weekend. I'm sorry, going into this week, which the playoffs will start tomorrow. And they will include 8 teams playing these play-in games. All right, now I'm going to tell you these play-in teams. You let me know if you're interested. Lakers and Pelicans, Tuesday night, we'll start it, and then Warriors and Kings. These are just I guess they got to play in to get to the playoffs. I still don't understand this. Why don't you just have the playoffs? I've never heard of this. It's like a wild card, but in the NBA. So Lakers at the Pelicans, Warriors at the Kings on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, you'll have the Heat at the 76ers. And then Hawks at the Bulls. The 36-46 Hawks take on the 39-43 Bulls for a chance to get into the playoffs. Okay. All right. And then Friday, the actual playoffs. Or no, it's a play-in again. Play-in the East, 8th seed. Dude, the NBA, man. Whoever wins in the West is going to take on, I'm sorry, in the East is going to take on the Knicks. And that will be Saturday night. Yeah, it looks like Saturday night. And then the West will be Saturday as well. First round matchups, though, that are already set. Magic and the Cavaliers will start on Saturday. And Suns and the Timberwolves will start on Saturday. Look, I'm not trying to downgrade a professional sport, but this is boring. I was thinking about this morning. The big men in the NBA are just not big men. Chet Holmgren and Victor Wembanyama, that's your NBA big men these days? It's a different game. It is a completely different game than I saw in the 90s, the 2000s, and even... Yeah, I would say 2000s. Maybe it started to really change in 2010s, early 2010s, somewhere in there. Because I can't wrap my head around watching a full NBA game. I have tried, folks. Trust me, I have tried. It is boring basketball. Jack it up from way out. Maybe get the rebound, and then it's one-on-one. It's high pick and rolls. It's just I don't know why. I can't put an exact finger on why. It's just not that entertaining. People score 60 and 70 points now like it's nothing. because you can't touch anybody. If any sport is accused of being rigged the most, it is the NBA. That is a nightly thing. I put a, by the way, go to Sports with Balls on all your social media outlets. you got to check out what I put up. Because the Lakers have been, and somebody started saying this was a LeBron post. Whatever, because it's got LeBron in the picture. The Lakers have a plus 659 free throw differential since the 2022-23 season. This is unreal. The net free throw attempts differential is 700 from the Lakers to the closest team, the New York Knicks. 700. The Lakers have attempted 700 more free throws from last year to this year than any other team than the closest next one, which would be the Knicks. I can't even talk about it. Like, what? 700? Wow. You got to look at what I posted. Go to Sports with Balls on all your social media outlets. It's it is bad. It is bad. And I don't know. I want to see the numbers. I want to see the numbers for these play-in games. These play-in games. I want to see the numbers for the playoffs. We saw what happened with Caitlin Clark and women's college basketball and how the numbers, 14.2 million? The NBA, that killed every NBA playoff game, I think, since 2003 or something. I cannot wait to find out what the NBA numbers are this year. I believe this year is the least watched NBA that I've ever watched. And as far as the people that I have talked to, people that I associate with, they are in the same boat. They haven't watched any NBA basketball. And it has nothing to do with the city I'm in. Usually there's a polarizing figure, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving. Yes, he's fun to watch. Luka for people in Dallas. I just haven't found it interesting to lock in on a player. Ja Morant was fun. Ja Morant was almost must-watch TV, but he can't stop from shooting people or punching people. Which, by the way, I think he got off of that. It's just there's nobody that makes me want to turn on an NBA basketball game. And now you've got 10 teams from each conference, a lot of which are way under 500. Way under 500. Well, in the East, you only have two, but in the West, you've got four teams under 500. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Two teams in the East are under 500, and four teams are right around there. It's not competitive basketball. I guess it is competitive. It's just not entertaining enough. I don't know what else to say. I don't know how to explain it, but I just can't. I try to watch it. I try to watch NBA. I can't name any of the coaches anymore. I don't know who coaches what team. I barely know the players on a lot of these teams except for like the one or maybe two superstars on each team. They change all the time. I can't keep up with it. I cannot keep up with it. The Chicago Bulls are in the playoffs. Does Zach LaVine still even play for them? And I'm a freaking sports analyst. There's trade rumors all the time. I don't know who coaches these people. I have no clue. Do the coaches even have jobs anymore? The players just run what they want. Because we've seen coaches get run out of town by players before. I don't know. So the NBA starts on Tuesday, tomorrow. I'll try to keep you posted. I have to leave town tomorrow, so it'll be from hotel rooms, but we'll get into it. So those of y'all that are paying attention, podcast version, welcome into Sports with Balls, brought to you by Christian's Tailgate. Go to christianstailgate.com. Find one near you. Go get your drink, your eat, your sports on at Christian's Tailgate. Diamond Auto Spa. Go to Diamond Auto HTX on Facebook and Instagram. Go check out the work that Austin Bauer is doing over there. It is phenomenal. 346-319-5961. Car, truck, huge Hummer, SUVs, limo, buses, whatever it is, wraps, detailing. Man, this guy does it all. Go to diamondautospa.com or give Austin Bauer a shout. And Garrison Bailey over at Bailey Roofing and Construction. Home improvements made easy. 281-961-2872. GB at BaileyRoofingConstruction.com. Shout out to my boy right there, Grant. We need to get Grant back on the show. By the way, this is show number 300. I didn't make it that big of a deal because we tried to get Lauren back on. She's busy. Tried to get Grant on. He's busy. And as a matter of fact, I'm busy too, taking off to the Lou today. I'll be there all week. So I'll be doing the show from St. Louis this week. So those of y'all that are in the Lou, give me a shout out if you are, if you're there. What else we got going on? Major League Baseball. Those of y'all that are, you know, that's a good question. I would like to know the ratings of between baseball and the NBA right now. In specific cities, I guess. Like, if you go to Houston, what are the ratings that, like, I guess national ratings is what we'd be looking at anyways. But what's a bigger sport right now, baseball or basketball? And it's early for baseball. Really early. You know, 16 games into the season. Are the numbers for baseball bigger than basketball? We're about to start the playoffs. I'm going to try to look that up for you this week. I'll have those numbers posted on Sports with Ball social media somewhere. Astros beat the Rangers for their second win in a row. And look, they're at the bottom of the standings, but they're only 2.5 games out. Let's see, if there's a big story in baseball right now, Ellie De La Cruz, right? That dude is absolutely unreal. I've got his card right behind me somewhere. And I've got this little home run challenge, and I picked him to win a home run. Look at that. Yeah. And I picked him to win a home run on my birthday. And if he hits it over 425 feet, I win a huge prize. So April 22nd, Ellie De La Cruz. I'm going to need you to jack one out. Let's go over the standings, though. American League, the Yankees are up. Baltimore's behind them. Tampa Bay behind them. American League Central. Cleveland Guardians and the Kansas City Royals. Kansas City Royals, man. I love Bobby Witt Jr. That's a good team. Kansas City, that's a sneaker. I don't know what you can get them at right now to make the playoffs as far as gambling is concerned, but I may pick the Kansas City Royals to win the division. That is a good baseball team. Watch them make a move or two at the trade deadline to go get another pitcher. And that division's weak. Right after Kansas City, you got Detroit, who's playing good, well, started off playing good baseball. They are, 4-6 in their last 10, though. Minnesota and then Chicago. So it will be a Cleveland-Kansas City showdown there in the American League Central. Texas Rangers. Oh, I just had some breaking news. What is this? Colts and three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle DeForest Buckner reach a deal. All right, Colts got reach a deal with their defensive tackle. American League West, Texas Rangers, 8-8. I was just talking about it. The Houston Astros, 6-11. Bottom of the barrel there with the Oakland A's and Seattle Mariners in Los Angeles. That is a bad division right now. We'll just leave it at that. Atlanta Braves in the National League East. Atlanta and Philly are up there. We assume that it will stay that way the entire season. Should be fun to watch. National League Central, the Brewers and the Pirates. And Cincinnati's right there, too. Cincinnati can get up in there. And Chicago, they're all playing well. And then St. Louis, where I'm headed. I need to click on that and see if St. Louis is playing a game. I need to go to the Cardinal Stadium. And in the West, the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks and the Padres. There you go. It's almost the same as last year. I mean, almost to a T. The Houston Astros are the only... If there's a surprise right now, it's the Kansas City Royals. If there's a disappointment right now, it is the Houston Astros. So that's your baseball right here on Sports with Balls. All right, let's get into today's events in sports history. Ooh, there's some stuff in the 1800s. No, 1927, Yankee slugger Babe Ruth hits number one of Major League record season 60 home run. He tees off on the A's Howard Emeke in the first inning of New York's 63 win over Philadelphia. There's some Boston Marathon stuff here, a ton of it. Jackie Robinson becomes the first American to play in U.S. Major League baseball as he plays for the Dodgers this day in 1947. Way to go, Jackie Robinson. That's pretty awesome. What else we got? First baseball game in California. Wow. In 1958, first baseball game in California. San Francisco Giants beat the LA Dodgers 8-0. So they got that over them. All right, sports. Houston Astros in 1968. The Houston Astros beat the New York Mets 1-0 in a 24-inning game in the Astrodome. Starting pitchers Tom Seaver and Don Wilson pitched 10 and 9 innings, respectively, in that game that lasted over 6 hours. I actually used to go watch the games in the Astrodome. Hope that doesn't age me. Yankee Stadium reopens 1976 as the Yankees beat the Twins. After trailing 4-0, Fuzzy Zeller won his only Masters on this day in 1979. Ben Crenshaw won on this day in 1984. What else we got? I'm sure there's some Tiger Woods stuff. Senior PGA Championship, nah. Magic Johnson sets an NBA record for a career assist with 9,898 back in 1991. Of course, that has since been shattered. Wow, 1991. How far this team has come. Sacramento Kings set an NBA record, losing the 35th consecutive game on the road. Wow. My goodness. Boston Marathon's got a ton of stuff over here, but today is basically about Jackie Robinson becoming the first player to play, black player to play for the Dodgers today on this day. Where else we at? Yeah, that's going to about wrap it up. That's going to do it. Hey, guys, listen, one more time before we get out of here. Christianstailgate.com. Go find one near you. Get your grub on. Award-winning food. Incredible place. They got drink specials, karaoke. They've got all sorts of stuff going on every single day. That crawfish boil this past weekend. Go to Christianstailgate.com. Find one near you. Go to Bailing, GB at BaileyRoofingConstruction.com. 281-961-2872. Garrison Bailey over there. Home improvements made easy. Call him 281-961-2872. Finally, Diamond Auto Spa. Go to diamondautospa.com. It's real easy, man. Get your vehicle, get your whip cleaned. 346-319-5961. Go to Diamond Auto HTX on social media. All right, guys, I got to go cook breakfast. I got to get out of here. I'll be in the Lou all week doing the show from St. Louis. So thank you guys for paying attention. I'm Jeff Michael. This is Sports with Balls. I'm out of here.